الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ثم أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. We begin, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with praises and exaltations that indeed only He is worthy of, and we begin by sending His salawat and His salamat, His blessings and His peace upon the last and final messenger Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam abad. Then, alhamdulillah ta'ala, wa bi fadlihi wa bi rahmatihi, by the permission of Allah, and all praise is due to Him, and by His blessings, and by His permission, we have started a dars, which is very important, barakallahu feekum, on Thursdays, and that is the explanation of the hadith of Jibreel. And we've mentioned in this dars, Allahu yubarik feekum wa Allahu yajzikum khaira, that the hadith consists of an explanation of the religion in totality. For this reason, at the end of the hadith, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, innahu Jibreel ataakum yu'allimukum deenakum. That indeed this is Jibreel who came to teach you your religion. So this hadith, it is known as Umm Sunnah, the mother of the Sunnah, because of what it gathers in it from knowledge of the Sunnah, and encompasses in it the Sunnah in its entirety, and the religion in its entirety, and the different levels of the religion. It includes in it Al-Islam, and the definition of Al-Islam, and Iman, and the definition of Iman, and the definition of Ihsan. And it includes in it, barakallahu feekum, some alamat, some signs of the last day, and some signs of the last hour, barakallahu feekum. We started the hadith, and we mentioned that in the beginning of it is a statement of Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when Yahya ibn Ma'mar, when he informs him of what Mu'bad al-Juhni, of what Mu'bad al-Juhni was speaking of in Basra at the time. And that he was the first one to speak about the Qadr. And he spoke about the Qadr, denying the Qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we mentioned the statement of Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, that he said to Mu'bad, he said regarding him, inni bari'un minhum wa annahum bura'un minni, that I am far removed from them and they are far removed from me. And that in this is a asal, in this is a qa'idah, that Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah have stuck to and have implemented from the time of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum to this time. And it's very important that we understand this asal, because nowadays it is something which is under attack from the mukhalifun, from those that would oppose the Quran and the Sunnah in this understanding. And that is the Hajar of Bid'ah and its people. The Hajar of Bid'ah and its people. Abandoning innovation and its people. Regardless of their numbers, regardless of how big their numbers may be or how numerous their numbers may be. So, being that we wanted to start a reminder after Fajr. Indeed, this is a blessed time. Na'am, we are well rested. You get up for ibadah. And once you have completed it, our mind should be rested, barakallahu feekum. So it is a good time to sit and discuss the religion of Allah Jalla wa Ala. Additionally, it is a time when many people do not have other obligations. Right? So many of us are not at work at this time. We don't have other obligations. The dunya is still asleep. The world is still asleep. And what better time to get up and learn the religion of Allah and sit and discuss the religion of Allah Jalla wa Ala. The asal, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, is that this religion is complete. And this is certified or proven using the Quran and the Sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. On this day I have completed my favor upon you, perfected the religion for you, and chosen Islam as a religion for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He said, مَا تَرَكْتُ شَيْئًا يُقَرِّبُكُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِهِ وَمَا تَرَكْتُ شَيْئًا يُبَاعِدُكُمْ عَنِ اللَّهِ وَيُقَرِّبُكُمْ إِلَى النَّارِ إِلَّا نَهِيتُكُمْ عَنِ. عفواً. مَا تَرَكْتُ شَيْئًا يُقَرِّبُكُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِهِ. I have left nothing that will bring you closer to Allah except that I have ordered you with it. So, it is not hidden that the religion is complete. And that the religion that was the religion in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that which was utilized to worship Allah Jalla wa Ala, is that same religion which we utilize today, without change, without distortion, without stepping away from the explanations and the understandings of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Hence, on this basis, we understand two things. Firstly, that we are obligated to accept a religion in its entirety. Right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, أُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةِ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Enter into the religion wholeheartedly. Do not follow the steps of shaitan, the footsteps of shaitan. And we mentioned this in our previous dars, saying that indeed this is from the characteristics of the Muslim, that he accepts or she accepts Islam in its entirety, in totality, and does not take from it what pleases them and leaves from it what does not please them. Because that is the attribute of the Jews. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding them, كُلَّمَا جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ بِمَا لَا تَحْوَى أَنفُسُكُمْ مُسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ ففريقا كذبتم وفريقا تقتلون. That every time a prophet or messenger came to you with what you did not like, استكبرتم, you filled up with pride. ففريقا كذبتم وفريقا تقتلون. A portion of them you belied and another portion of them you murdered, you killed. So we are ordered to enter into the religion wholeheartedly and accept every aspect of it. And then along with that, we are ordered not to invent anything in the religion. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْرُنَا فَهُوَ رَدْ. The one who does an action that we have not ordered, then it is rejected. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ أَحْدَثَ فِي أَمْرِنَا هَذَا مَا لَيْسَ مِنْهُ فَهُوَ رَدْ. The one who invents in this religion of ours what is not from it, then it is rejected. The Messenger of Allah used to say, وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ, and be aware of newly invented matters. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. For indeed, every innovation, every newly invented matter is an innovation. And every innovation is a strayness. يعني كل بدعة ضلالة. Every single innovation, every single innovation is ضلالة. It is falsehood. فدل الحديث على أن كل محدث في الدين فهو بدعة. So this hadith, it gives proof to every innovation is a bid'ah. Every newly invented matter is a bid'ah. وَكُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah, every innovation is falsehood. So we've discussed, barakallahu feekum, previously, some time ago, that bid'ahs are of two types, right? You have بدعات في المعاملات, you have بدعات في العبادة في الدين, you have innovations in our daily lives, يعني بدعات في الدنيا, right? Innovations in our daily lives, for example, the creation of cars, right? Cell phones, these are بدعات في الدنيا. These are innovations in our daily lives. And these are mubah. These are allowed. These are allowed. Then you have bid'at fil ibadah. Then you have bid'at in our daily, in our worship, in our religion. And this is what we are speaking about when we say, كل بدعة ضلالة. Every innovation is a strayness. It is in the religion. It is in the religion, but because the very essence of a bid'ah is claiming that Allah جل وعلا والإياذ بالله تعالى has lied, or claiming that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم has lied, والإياذ بالله تعالى, that when Allah, He says, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ, on this day, I have perfected for you the religion. La. That a person should say, La. No. It's not perfected, because I have something that I can do differently and it's better. Right? Why would you do it if it's not better? Or that when the Messenger of Allah said, مَا تَرَكْتُ شَيْئًا يُقَرِّبُكُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِهِ, I have left nothing that will bring you closer to Allah except that I have ordered you with it. No. There's something else. This will bring me closer to Allah. And if it won't bring you closer to Allah, then why would you do it? And then we said bid'ah fi al-deen, huh, is naw'an. Naw'an. Can someone tell me what those two categories are? Al-bid'ah fi al-deen. Innovation in the religion is of two categories, right? What are those two categories? Man, who said that? Naam. Statement and action. Allahu yubarak feekum. Statement and action. Jazakallah khair. Al-bid'a al-qawliya al-i'tiqadiyya. Right? You have bid'a al-qawliya al-i'tiqadiyya. You have bid'a in action and in belief. Then you have bid'ah fil ibadat. Then you have innovation in ibadat, in action. Very good. Jazakallahu khairan. Bid'ah al-qawliya al-i'tiqadiyya. Ka-qawl al-khawarij. Afan ka-qawl al-jahmiyya. Aw al-khawarij. Aw al-jahmiyya, aw al-mu'tazila, aw al-jabariyya. Right? Or Shia. All of these different groups in these parties. These were bid'a'at fil aqidah. Right? The statement of Mu'bad al-Juhni. Denying the qadar of Allah. This is a bid'a'a i'tiqadiyya. A bid'a'a i'tiqadiyya. Then you have bid'a'a fil ibadat. In actions. And this has its own categories, right? So you have bid'a fi asl al-ibadah. A bid'a in the asl, right? In the origin. That someone should create an act of worship that has no asl in the Qur'an or the sunnah. It has no mention in the Qur'an or the sunnah, right? So for example, someone should say that we celebrate Eid Mawlid al-Nabi. The birthday of the Prophet. Is there an asal in the Quran or the Sunnah for this? No. Did Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu celebrate the birthday of the Prophet? No. Right? Because the love of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam in their time was portrayed how? Through ittiba', obedience. You love the Messenger of Allah, you obey the Messenger of Allah. Not that you decorate the homes and you decorate the masajid and you sit and you do poetry and the poetry has shirk in it and you liken the Messenger of Allah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying he's not human. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ. We did not send before you except men. وَمَا جَعَلْنَاهُمْ جَسَدًا لَا يَأْكُلُونَ طُعَامًا وَمَا كَانُوا خَالِدِينَ. We did not make them bodies that did not eat food, nor did they live forever. Right? So the reason they were sent were they were human. That was the reason they were sent. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have sent the angels. But they were sent because they were humans. Because if they were angels, they would have said, well, they're angels. Of course they're obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is al-bid'a fi asl al-ibadah. Then you have al-bid'a ma yakunu fi ziyadati ala al-ibadah al-mashru'ah. That you add to something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated. For example, dhuhr. Right? You add a fifth raka'ah to it. Or a sixth raka'ah to it. Ghalat. Then you have ma yakunu fi sifati ada' al-ibadah. That you change the manner in which an ibadah is performed. Right? So the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of doing it on your hand, you do it on dhikr beads. Right? Or instead of doing it by yourself, you sit in a circle and you do it together. غلط. Then you have in the specificity of the time of that worship, that you change the time of a worship. Or you say that such and such night, the middle of Sha'ban, and you specify that with ibadah, you specify that with qiyam and siyam. غلط. All of this is غلط, right? And if they come to you and they say what? Right? Someone says, what problem do you have? All we're doing is making dhikr. All we're doing is remembering Allah. You have a problem with us reading the Quran? You have a problem with us making dhikr? You say, la. There's no problem with making dhikr. There's no problem with reciting the Quran. There's a problem when you do it in a manner other than the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the problem. Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, he says, وَكُلُّ بِدَعَةٍ ضلالة مردودة ومعنى ذلك أن البدعة في العبادات والاعتقادات محرمة. Every bid'ah is a rejected astrayness. Every bid'ah. Every single one. ومعنى ذلك أن البدعة في العبادات والاعتقادات محرمة. The meaning of this is innovations in aqidah, in ibadah are all haram. They are haram. ولكن التحريم يتفاوت بحسب نوعية البدعة. But of course, the tahrim, the forbiddance, right, is going to relate to what type of bid'ah it is. فمنها ما هو كفر صراح. From it is what is kufr. Disbelief, open disbelief, right? So what do we mean by this? That the tahrim of it is going to be fitting to the bid'ah. Does that mean, well, some things are going to be allowed? La, this is not the meaning. Haram is haram. All of it is haram. From beginning of it to the end of it, it's all haram. But some of it is bid'ah kufriya. It's bid'ah which will exit you from the religion. And some of it won't exit you from the religion, right? You'll still be Muslim, but you'll be from amongst the mubtadi'ah. Some of it is kufr. So someone makes tawaf of a qabr, of a grave. Kufr? Is this kufr? Naham. We need to go to him and say to him, this is shirk. No, it's shirk. But this is known, it's open. Right? Someone makes sajda to a qabr. Someone makes sajda to a qabr, it's kufr. That's it, it's kufr. Right? There's no excuse. What excuse is there? What excuse is there? There's no excuse, it's kufr. Right? So the Sufiya who do this is kufr. That's it. Sheikh Badiuddin of Pakistan did not allow Salah behind the Brelbiya or behind the Deobandiya, who are the Jamaatul Tabligh. Didn't allow Salah behind them. Why? Jamaatul Tabligh, they're from amongst the Deobandiya. The Aqidah is the Aqidah of Deobandiya and it's a Sufi Aqidah. Right? Maybe a little less extreme than the Brelviya, than the Brelvis. And these people are extreme grave-worshipping Sufis. But Deobandiya, they allow it. Right? Because they just want unity. They just want unity. Much like the Ikhwan. Ikhwan al-Muslimin, and you see the havoc that they're causing now. In Egypt, causing the death of so many people. Right? Even their asal lies in the Sufiya. Hasan al-Banna was a Sufi. Hasan al-Banna was a Sufi. Inshallah ta'ala, we'll discuss these affairs then you have some that are fisq. Some bid'at that are fisq. Right? So it all depends on what type of, it's ma'asiyah, it's sin. It all depends on what type of bid'ah a person is in. Shaykh Fawzan, he says, مَنْ قَسَّمَ الْبِدْعَةَ إِلَىٰ بِدْعَةٍ حَسَنَةٍ وَبِدْعَةٍ سَيِّئَةٍ فَهُوَ غَالِطٌ وَمُخْطِئٌ وَمُخَالِفٌ لِقَوْلِهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَإِنَّ كُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. The one who divides a bid'ah into good bid'ah and bad bid'ah, he is mistaken, he is wrong, and he is opposing the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَإِنَّ كُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ, that every bid'ah is a strangeness. لِأَنَّ الرَّسُولَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ حَكَمَ عَلَى الْبِدْعِ كُلِّهَا بِأَنَّهَا ضَلَالَةٍ, because the Messenger of Allah said, كُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ, every innovation is a strangeness. وهذا يقول ليس كل بدعة ضلالة بل هناك بدعة حسنة, and this one says that no, every bid'ah is not ضلالة, every bid'ah is not extraneous, but rather there are good innovations. قال الحافظ ابن رجب الحنبلي في شرح الأربعين, الحافظ ابن رجب الحنبلي, he says an explanation of the 40 أحاديث of Imam النووي, فقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم كل بدعة ضلالة من جوامع الكلم لا يخرج عنه شيء. كل بدعة ضلالة is من جوامع الكلم. What is جوامع الكلم? Who can tell me what is جوامع الكلم? نعم. With a broad meaning, barakallahu feekum. Concise words with a broad meaning, right? The walaqad utitu jawami' al-kalim. I have been given concise speech, right? But the meaning is abundant. So, al-hafidh ibn Rajab al-Hanbali rahimahullahu ta'ala, he says that indeed, this is the statement, kullu bid'atin dalala, every innovation is a strayness. This is min jawami' al-kalim. It is from this attribute, جَوَامِعِ الْكَلِمِ, meaning that it includes in it everything. Nothing exits from it. وَهُوَ أَصْلٌ عَظِيمٌ مِّنْ أُصُولِ الدِّينِ, and it is a great principle from the principles of the religion. Those that say there is a good bid'ah, and I'm sure there's many in this city. وَلَيْسَ لِهَاؤُلَاءِ هُجَّةٌ عَلَى أَنَّ هُنَاكَ بِدْعَةً حَسَنَةً, they have no proof that there is a good bid'ah. إِلَّا قَوْلْ عُمَرْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَنْهُ فِي الصَّلَاةِ التَّرَاوِيحِ نِعْمَةِ الْبِدْعَةِ هِيَ, except the statement of Umar رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَنْهُ, that this نِعْمَةِ الْبِدْعَةِ هِيَ, that this is a good bid'ah regarding صلاه التراويح. And the mashayikh and the ulama have rejected this, right, on two different abwab, on two different levels. Awwalan, what is a bid'ah? What is a bid'ah? Someone tell me, what is a bid'ah? Tayyib, something invented into the religion after the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If this is the case, salatul tarawih, huh? Salatul tarawih. Established in the masjid behind an imam, is this a bid'ah? La. Right? This is not a bid'ah. This is not a bid'ah. Why? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it three nights. Why did he stop?
Because he didn't want to make
obligatory upon the ummah, right? So now after the death of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is there a fear of it becoming obligatory?
No.
La. Tayyib. So the reason why the Messenger of Allah did not do it is now gone. So it's not a bid'ah. It is not a bid'ah. Barakallahu feekum. So There's an abundance in here that inshallah ta'ala we will go into with some time. But what I wanted to at least go through today. موقف الأمة الإسلامية من المبتدعة ومنهج أهل السنة والجماعة في الرد عليهم. What is the stance of the Islamic Ummah from the Mubtadi'ah. And what is the manhaj of Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah in refuting them? Sheikh Fawzan, he writes, مَا زَالَ أَهْلُ السُنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ يُرَدُّونَ عَلَى الْمُبْتَدِعَةِ وَيُنْكِرُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِدْعَهُمْ وَيَمْنَعُونَهُمْ مِنْ مَزَاوِلَتِهَا وَإِلَيْكَ نَمَاذِجْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah, they have not stopped. Right? From that time. On the time of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, to this time now, we have not stopped refuting the people of bid'ah. Because of their harm. Their harm is greater upon the ummah than the harm of the Jews and the Christians. Is there any shak in this? Is there any doubt in this? La. No doubt in this. Right? If a Christian or a Jew or a Hindu or a Sikh or a Buddhist, if any one of these people, they come and they attack what? Is there fear of them coming and us following them saying, oh no, they're bringing us religion? La. They attack the bodies, right? They attack the bodies, but Ahlul Bid'ah, what do they attack? The mind and the heart. Their hamla, their attack is on the heart straight away. And are our defenses up when you see them? La. You see them, they have beards, they're dressed like Muslims, right? Their pants, their clothing is above the ankles, they're walking around, they have prostration marks on their foreheads, they're reciting the Qur'an. Right? So what happens when you see this? You assume good, right? MashaAllah, look at this man. Right? You assume good. And if you don't have knowledge, and he comes to you and says, Akhi, Let's go out, give da'wah. If you don't have knowledge, you're thinking, tayyib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Udu'u ila sabili rabbik. Call to the way of your Lord. And this is what he says, well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Udu'u ila sabili rabbik. Call to the way of your Lord. You said, na'am, alhamdulillah, okay, let's go. Right? Well, we're going to go for 40 days. You say, may, you know, bring some doubts to your mind. 40 days? Well, why 40 days? Well, Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he brought him for 40 days. Ya akhi, Allah yubarak feekum. What does that have to do with the price of peanuts, man? What does that have to do, anything, with going out for 40 days? But you let your senses down. You put your defenses down. And one thing finds a place in your heart. Right? One thing finds a place in your heart. They let you listen to these anashid. Right? These, I don't even know what to call them. Right? And all of a sudden a person feels like, oh, mashallah, my iman. Firstly, iman does not rise through sins. So it's something else, I promise you that. It's not your iman rising. Because iman does not rise with sin. Exactly, right? So, you refrain. And that's why Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah have been so shadeed with these people. You've been so shadeed with these people because of the harm they inflict upon the ummah. From the beginning. It's narrated, collected by Imam Bukhari. The authority of Umm al-Darda, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, قالت, دخل علي أبو الدرداء مغضبا فقلت له ما لك. Abu Darda, he entered upon me angry. So I said to him, what's the matter with you? فقال والله ما أعرف فيهم شيئا من أمر محمد إلا أنهم يصلون جميعا. He said, Wallahi, by Allah, I don't know anything from the affairs of Muhammad with these people except that they pray together. Allahu al-Musta'an. This hadith is important. This Afad is important. An Amar ibn Yahya. قال سمعت أبي يحدث عن أبيه قال كنا نجلس على باب عبد الله بن مسعود قبل صلاة الغداة فإذا خرج مشينا معه إلى المسجد. He said that indeed we used to sit at the door. Amr ibn Yahya said, I heard from my father that we used to sit at the door of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala, and when we used to wait for him, فَإِذَا خَرَجَ مَشَيْنَا مَعَهُ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ, if he came out, we used to walk with him to the masjid. فَجَاءَنَا أَبُو مُوسَى الْأَشْعَرِ مِنْ تَلَامِيذِ Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, from the students of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. فَقَالَ أَخَرَجَ عَلَيْكُمْ أَبُو عَبْدِ الرَّحْمَنِ, has Abu Abd al-Rahman come out yet? أخرج عليكم أبو عبد الرحمن بعد قلنا لا. We said no. فجلس معنا حتى خرج. So he sat with us until he came out. What was from the habits of? What was from their habits? They used to wait. They used to wait for the scholars at their doors. Let them come out. Right? This habit continues with Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah today. So if you go to Makkah, you have the students waiting for Sheikh Rabia. Right? You have the students waiting for Sheikh Ubaid outside of his door. And when the Sheikh comes out, Mashayna ma'ahu ila al-masjid. The last time I was there, we went, right? And we went to Sheikh Ubaid's house. And we sat outside, right before the salah. Why? Because we knew the Sheikh's going to come out. And as the Sheikh came out, Mashayna ma'ahu. We went with him to the masjid. And as you go, you ask questions. You know, you have questions, you ask the questions, and the Shaykh answers your questions. Right? هَكَذَا أَحْلُ سُنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ. Their attributes in that time is their attributes today. فَهِمْتُمْ? Their attributes in that time are their attributes today. Their attributes haven't changed. And this is proof that they're upon haq, that they're upon truth. Right? We said, فَقُمْنَا إِلَيْهِ جَمِيعًا, we all stood up with him when he came out. فَقَالَ يَا أَبَا عَبْدِ الرَّحْمَنِ إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ آنِفًا أَمْرًا أَنْكَرْتُهُ وَلَمْ أَرَى وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا خَيْرًا. He said, O father of Abd al-Rahman, I saw something right now in the masjid, which I, أَنْكَرْتُهُ, يعني, I made inkar upon it. I didn't, I didn't like it, or I refuted it, or, you know, there's something, it didn't sit right with me, basically, right? وَلَمْ أَرَى وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا خَيْرًا, I did not see except good. قَالَ وَمَا هُوَ, he said, what did you see? قَالَ إِنْ عِشْتَ فَسَتَرَهُ, he said, if you live, you will see it. قَالَ رَأَيْتُ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ قَوْمًا حلفا جلوسا ينتظرون الصلاة في كل حلقة رجل وفي أيديهم حصى. He said, I saw people sitting together in circles, waiting for the salah, and in every circle there was a man, and in their hands were pebbles. فيقول كبروا مئة. One of them would say كبروا مئة, right? Say Allahu Akbar 100 times. فيكبرون مئة. So they would say it 100 times, right? Then they would say Subhanallah 100 times. They would say it 100 times. Hallilu, yani say Alhamdulillah 100 times. They would say it. Sabbihu mi'a, say Subhanallah 100 times. They would say it. Qala, he said, Qala, أَفَلَا أَمَرْتَهُمْ أَن يُعَدُّوا سَيِّئَاتَهُمْ وَضَمَنَتْ لَهُمْ أَن لَا يُضِيءَ مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِمْ شَيْءٍ. So did you not tell them to just count their sins on those pebbles and that their good deeds will not be taken away? يعني, did you tell them that? Meaning what? Are they doing good? لا. Did you tell them to count their sins on those rocks? ثم مضى ومضينا معه. Right? So حتى أتى حلقة من تلك الحلق فوقف عليهم. So then he walked. Right? He kept going until he came to one of these circles. When he came to the circle, he sat with them. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. He went to them. ما هذا الذي أراكم تصنعون؟ What is this I see you doing? قالوا يا أبا عبد الرحمن حسى نعد به التكبير والتهليل والتسبيح والتحميد. عفوا التهليل is saying لا إله إلا الله. عفوا. They said, these are rocks. We're saying, we're counting Allahu Akbar and La ilaha illallah and Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah. We're counting this. قَالَ فَعَدُّ سَيِّئَاتَكُمْ Then count your sins. فَأَنَا ضَامِنٌ أَنْ لَا يُضِيءَ مِنْ حَسَنَاتِكُمْ شَيْءٍ And I am sure that your good deeds will not be lost. وَيَحْكُمُ يَا أُمَّةَ مَهُؤَآ ويحكم يا أمة محمد ما أسرع هلكتكم هلكتكم He said, woe be to you, O Ummah of Muhammad, how fast you go to your destruction. How fast you go to your destruction. هؤلاء أصحابه متوافرون Here are the companions. I mean, they're spread out. The companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وهذه ثيابه لم تبل Here are his is his clothing. It hasn't even يعني deteriorated yet. وآنيته لم تكسر His bowls, his dishes that haven't been broken yet. والذي نفسي بيده إنكم لعلى ملتي هي أهدى من ملتي محمد أو مفتته باب الضلالة He said, by the one in whose hand is my soul, either you are upon a religion that is more guided than the religion of Muhammad, or you are opening up the doors of falsehood. قَالُوا وَاللَّهِ يَا أَبَا عَبْدَ الرَّحْمَنِ مَا أَرَدْنَا إِلَّا الْخَيْرِ They said, O Abu Abdurrahman, we did not desire except good. قال وكم من مريد الخير لم يصبه He said how many people are there that desired good but never attained it إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حدثنا أن قوما يقرؤون القرآن لا يجاوزوا تراقيهم وأيم الله لا أدري لعل أكثرهم منكم ثم تولى عنهم He said to them, indeed the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke to us about a people who recite the Quran, it would not pass their throats. And maybe the majority of them are from amongst you. He said to them. فقال عمر بن سلمة رأينا عامة هؤلاء يطاعنوننا يوما يوما نهرواني مع الخوارج They said that indeed we saw the general masses that fought us with the Khawarij, they were from amongst them. هكذا This is what bid'ah is. This is where bid'ah leads a person. Right? This is where bid'ah leads a person that's sitting on rocks doing Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. On rocks. And it led them to fight the Sahaba with the Khawarij. It led them to fight the Sahaba with the Khawarij. This is the asal. This is why we refrain from bid'ah. I'm going to say this now. Right? In this city of Baltimore, right? In this state of Maryland, including in this entire state, I do not know of any Salafi masjid but this one. This is the only Salafi masjid I know of. So we need to be careful who we are associating ourselves with. who we are sitting with. Lish. Why? Because we want numbers here a lot. Because we don't want this to happen. Because we belittle things. Wallahi, if many of us would have seen this, to us it may have been, oh, what is this? It's nothing. But look to where it led them. Look to where it led them. To fight the Sahaba with the Khawarij. To fight the Sahaba with the Khawarij. So we refrain from sitting with them. It comes on the authority, it comes regarding Imam Malik. Ibn Anas, rahimahullah. Man came to Imam Malik and he said, "Min ayna uhrimu?" From where do I go into the state of ihram? To Imam Malik said, "Min al-miqat." From that place, from the miqat where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went into ihram. So he said, "Do you see if I was to do it previous to that, yani further away from that?" فَقَالَ مَالِكْ لَا أَرَى ذَلِكْ. No, I don't see that. He said, "مَا تُكْرِهُ مِنْ ذَلِكْ. What's wrong with that?" قَالَ أَكْرَهُ عَلَيْكَ الْفِتْنَةِ. Said, "What's wrong with that? What I fear from that is a fitna." The man said, وَأَيُّ فِتْنَةٍ فِي إِزْدِيَادِ الْخَيْرِ. Where is there fitna in increasing the good? Right? So he's saying, I'm going to go into ihram before that. Where is there fitna? I'm just increasing. فَقَالَ مَالِكْ. Imam Malik, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَقُولُ فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, let them who go against His orders be aware that a fitna should befall them. Or that a great punishment should overtake them. وَأَيُّ فِتْنَةٍ أَعْظَمُ مِنْ أَنَّكَ خَصَصْتَ بِفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَخْتَصُ بِهِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. He said, and which fitna can be greater that you have specified a blessing that the Messenger of Allah did not specify? That you're specifying something, you're doing something that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم didn't do. So this is the reality, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, that we refrain from any type of alaqa with Ahlul Bid'ah in our religion. We don't sit with them, we don't eat with them, we don't drink with them. Our relationship to them is da'wah. And we call them to the truth, and we warn the people against them. This is the asal. This is the asal. Why? Because they have waged a war against Quran and Sunnah. بِفَهْمْ سَلَفِ الْأُمَّةِ. InshaAllah ta'ala will continue this topic in some more detail over the next few weeks, inshaAllah ta'ala. And I'll have the brothers announce when the next class will be. But for today, we will suffice with this. هَذَا وَسَلَّ اللَّهُ وَسَلِّمْ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين إن شاء الله تعالى. If the brothers have any questions, then I'm capable of answering. فتفضلوا. نعم.